این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
I would like to say to the dear ones who have lost their houses, properties and children in the battlefields in the imposed war of Iraq towards Iran. With open arms and through love and brotherhood, strive to eliminate problems. In coordination with the government, which takes constant effort to render even more services, you should combat problems. My writings and speeches are incapable of describing the outstanding and extensive resistance of the millions of Muslims.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to listen to some sentences and precious words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about different subjects and then make use of them as great lessons for us and in order for us to follow this great character and the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In one of his speeches about the Holy Book of Quran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Set the teachings of the Quran in any of its features as your focus and highest aim." This sentence represents the significance of following the teachings of Quran for Muslims. You know, this great book presents the human world with a series of practical and scientific matters, through the application of which man attains prosperity in this world and the world hereafter. The Holy Quran only aims at leading the people to prosperity. It teaches rightful beliefs, praiseworthy ethics, and decent deeds, all of which are the pillars of the prosperity of man and human society.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in 89th verse of Surah An-Nahl, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء. And we have revealed the book to you, explaining clearly everything. The Holy Book of Quran has described every single dimension of life and science in it. The Holy Quran invites the people to follow the path of light, which leads them to the ideal goals. It will inevitably be a path which properly responds to man's natural demands. That is, in fact, what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is trying to tell us, putting the teachings of Quran as the main purposes of one's life would lead to prosperity and blessing. I hope that all of us would follow the teachings of our great leader in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be blessed both in this world and the hereafter. Okay, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about the Holy Book of Quran once more. In that regard, he said, "Set the teachings of the Quran in any of its features as your focus and highest aim."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night. وقتنا بريدان.